A slew of state agencies and programs are reeling in the wake of a move by Governor Charlie Baker that would slash their budgets to save costs. One of the sectors being hit hard is the arts community. The Massachusetts Cultural Council alone faces a possible 55% cut. That agency gives grants and support to arts organizations across the state, from major museums to small nonprofits. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
Executive Director Anita Walker was shocked to learn about the governor's proposed $7.7 million cut to the Massachusetts Cultural Council's budget. She says it would eviscerate the agency.
We are the singular state agency that supports the cultural landscape in Massachusetts. We fund more than 400 nonprofit cultural organizations. We support access to the arts and culture to literally thousands and thousands of young people. And we have programs that are taking care of our most vulnerable teenagers.
I genuinely believe that I would have dropped out of high school. I believe I would have gotten involved with people who are in gangs.
Alexis Altamirano says that didn't happen because of the Urbano Project, a community arts education studio in Jamaica Plain that pairs artist mentors with city youth. For 4 years, the 17-year-old grad has been coming here after school to stay out of trouble while learning about art making as a social practice.
There's a lot of violence in my community, and coming here is a way to stay away from that and think of ways to reduce things like that and make it so that I'm able to cope with it and find a way to change the situation.
Urbano's founder, Stella Aguirre McGregor, worries cuts to the state's cultural agency will threaten her organization's programs, which are tuition-free and actually pay a stipend to students.
Spaces like this do so much for the city and the young people and the community, and small organizations like ours are the ones that are going to suffer the most with this kind of cuts.
For Aguirre McGregor, a 55% cut sends the wrong message about the state's priorities. Anita Walker from the Cultural Council agrees.
That was the largest cut by percentage and by dollar amount of any state arts agency in America. And that includes states like Oklahoma, which is suffering extreme budgetary problems, Puerto Rico, which is bankrupt. It's a very, very sad commentary on Massachusetts.
Representative William Pignatelli, a Democrat from Lenox, hopes to avoid that. He's chair of the state's cultural caucus and is leading a letter campaign asking House and Senate leadership to support an override of the governor's veto. Pignatelli says the proposed budget cut would impair the state's creative economy.
This is an economic engine of Massachusetts. It's the third largest industry in the Commonwealth. And in my district in the Berkshires, I would argue that it's number one. Such a devastating cut from the governor prompted me to say, we got to circle the wagons.
Pignatelli says 130 state and House members from the Berkshires to the Cape, Democrats and Republicans, have signed on. But he says arts and culture, which drive tourism, have been a frustrating sell in the past.
Here's an industry that is generating $1.2 billion, 32,000 jobs across the Commonwealth, in every corner of the Commonwealth, from small towns to big cities, but yet they're failing to recognize that and to validate and say, yes, this is a wise investment.
In fairness to the governor, Pignatelli says the state's financial picture is dire, with a revenue shortfall of about $800 million. Governor Baker says he has to find ways to fund so many other things, including emergency assistance for the homeless and ice and snow removal.
And I get the fact that those are difficult decisions, but I think it's really important for us to start the year with a budget that we have full confidence in is balanced, so we don't end up doing what we did last year, which was chasing the number down all year long.
It's really very, very short-sighted, and it's frustrating.
Senate President Stan Rosenberg says he expects the governor's arts funding veto to get overridden, like it did last year. And then Rosenberg evokes a letter John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail as he was penning the Constitution.
He talked about the importance of funding the arts all the way back at the founding of the country. And here we are still having these little skirmishes over providing a few dollars to help support arts and culture in our society, which is a really critical element of a well-balanced society.
And so is the back and forth between the legislature and the governor. The veto for the Massachusetts Cultural Council's budget is just one of about 300 that the House and Senate need to address before the session wraps on July 31st. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.